to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. They want to drive Ferraris, they want to be able to travel, they want to be able to spend time with their kids and romance their spouse and just enjoy life to the fullest. It's also people who are dissatisfied. They are, you know, they're turning 40, they're hitting midlife, because, you know, people talk about 55 being midlife. What, are you going to live to be 110? No, midlife is 40. 2 times 40 is 80. That's midlife. And they're going, look, I'm halfway there, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be or need to be financially. This is the show for you, because we talk about building a second stream of income with real estate. And this seems to be the only business model that's working. When you look at the statistics, 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. The average savings, and this is shocking, for a 65-year-old is $170,000, okay? We live 18 years in retirement. That's less than 10 grand a year. How many of you can retire on 10 grand a year? You can't. Well, what we do is we use real estate to build a second stream of income, the goal being to double whatever we earn. If you earn 10 grand a month at your job, you want to build a second stream of income, 20 grand a month. And then when you retire, that money comes in, whether you live 5 years in retirement or you're lucky you live 25 years or 30 years in retirement, doesn't matter. The money comes in every single month. And we do this through single family houses, groups of single family houses, I should say, apartment complexes, strip shopping centers, self-storage, mobile home parks, anything that produces cash flow. Now, today I'm bringing on a guest, very popular guest, who was here last Monday, and we talked about some challenging deals that she has done, and how she overcame almost what for most people would have been insurmountable. Today we're going to talk about a deal that's got some similar challenges. So, if you would, please welcome Alyssa Stone to the show. Alyssa, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, as always, for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's unbelievable what you're doing. You're flipping two houses right now. You got two projects going on right now. I'm not even going to give the number of units. I'm just going to say somewhere between 10 and 50 units, you're about to buy your first apartment complex. The reason I don't want to give out any numbers is because it's... You're at that stage where I don't want anybody to know what you're doing. But it's impressive how high energy you maintain. And I think that the listener needs to be aware, you're a single mom.
Yes, sir.
With twins, health challenges, taking care of them. That's a full-time job.
Oh, my goodness, the energy level. Insane. I thought I had a lot of energy.
Yeah, I can imagine your kids. I've met them a couple times, sweet as can be.
Thank you.
But they go 90 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 100.
I think so.
Yeah, probably closer to 100. So what I wanted you to talk about today is one of your most recent projects. You can pick whichever one. But list kind of the challenges that have been going on. And I want people to see how you just face it and move forward, because this is what separates the middle class from the wealthy. The study was done, and they found that the poor in the middle class spend 95% of their time on the problem and only 5% of their time on the solution. I don't even see you dealing with the looking at the problem. You focus not 100% of your time on the solution. And that's what keeps you moving forward. So Share with them what you're working on right now.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I have a couple of projects in the timeline or in the pipeline. And you mentioned earlier, you talked about 40. I'm exactly 40. I'm at that point. So I have a ton of motivation. I'm looking at, you know, two beautiful kids, helping put them through college, obviously looking at retirement as well. You know, there are some health challenges here and there. And, you know, there's it's unknown about that. So it's like I have that huge sense of urgency not only to work very closely towards retirement, but at the same time, I love nice things in life. I love setting goals. I love accomplishment. And that's where I'm at right now. So on a couple of the particular projects that I have going on the single family side, the two projects in the pipeline were the highest purchase price projects that I've done to date in my career. And, you know, setting
out. That can be a little scary in and of itself.
Absolutely. The most recent one, that purchase price was $645,000. I really didn't even think I had any business looking at it, but I ran the numbers on my desktop analysis, decided to go take a peek at it, and fell in love with the project. I saw the possibilities. I saw the area of possible build-outs with attic space, things of that nature. And all I knew is that I wanted the project, and I knew that I had to close, and I wanted to work backwards. So the solution was, I'm going to own this home, I'm going to rehab it, and I'm going to put it back on the market. I'm going to do whatever it takes and whatever I need to do to close this deal. And that was the solution that was in my head. I wasn't trying to find all the reasons why I wouldn't be able to do the deal. I just knew that I was going to close.
Stop that right there. I'm sorry to interrupt. Because if you had, you could have found them.
Oh, right.
In other words, someone could have said, oh, this needs this. You said, hey, I can add this.
Yes.
They could have used the same thing that made you decide to do it. They could have used it as an excuse not to do it.
100%. It's about seeing the possibilities. And I think that's the difference in the mindset. And yes, I absolutely have my bad days where I'm down in the dumps. But it's I look at the possibility in every situation in life and how you can move forward with that. So maybe you have one person who looks at the negative situations. And I'm like, okay, so this isn't the most ideal situation. But what is positive and how are we going to capitalize on that and move forward?
Well, it's like your story about the snakes and the fish in the swimming pool. Some people would have looked at that and said, oh, I'm out. This is just too much for me. Some people are so scared of snakes, it's probably a good idea. But there is, Napoleon Hill, I believe, said it, based on Andrew Carnegie's work, that the seeds of the solution are inside every problem. Every problem comes with its own ability to solve it. And you've got to visualize that and spend 95%+ of your time, your brain power, on the solution. And I don't even know if you need to spend the 5% except to analyze it and clearly understand it. I guess you do need to spend it because there's been many problems that have arisen for me. And on the day they arise, they seem insurmountable. It's just horrible. But the next day I'm going, wait a minute. It's really just A, B, and C I've got to solve.
Sure.
Not A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. And then I focus on solving those problems. We'll talk more after the break with Alyssa Stone here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, my special guest, Alyssa Stone, and we've been discussing overcoming problems and challenges, and she has a situation where she found nine
tax liens.
Against one property.
One property.
How in the world did you overcome that?
Well, that was a funny story. I talked a little bit about it last Thursday at our member spotlight, and it was my very first deal in getting started in the industry. And so, as I mentioned, you know, like the actual home, you know, green pool, foundation issues, had flooded multiple times, just a crazy, insane project to take on for the first one. After I got it under contract, I later found out that it had 9 tax liens on it. I didn't know what the heck to do at this point with the 9 tax liens. And I was very nervous. I was uncomfortable. You know, I felt that uncomfortableness in my stomach. And then I decided, okay, it is what it is. How am I going to make this work for me? How am I going to let this drive me? And what I decided in my head is that I could use this as a negotiation tool. We were under contract. There were 9 tax liens. And I'm working with the seller's realtor, and what I mentioned is like, hey, you know, would love for us to be able to close on the contract date. If for some reason it doesn't happen because y'all are still trying to clear up these liens, I'm going to have some money off. And what that's going to be is $30,000. Long story short, they were not able to perform 3 days after the day we were supposed to close. Instead of doing $30,000, I was nice. I said, okay, we'll go ahead and take $15,000 off the purchase price. So this is just a prime example on how you can make something work for you and turn it into something that lets you drive.
Well, how much were the tax liens? Do you have any idea?
I do not. I did not get into the nitty-gritty of that. This was an error situation, so there were a lot of pieces to the pie.
Gotcha.
But all I knew is that I wanted the property. It was going to happen, and it did not happen on the timeline that I was expecting because I had my construction crews lined up to start, foundation lined up to start. But getting that additional $15,000 off, originally it was $30,000, but I was nice, kind of met them in the middle.
Such a sweetheart.
Yeah, but thank you. So it took down the purchase price to $156,010, and I let that situation work for me, and I learned in the process. And of course, if I ever run into that situation again in the future, I know exactly how to handle it. I didn't then. I had to work through it. I asked a lot of people questions, figured out what would be best for me, and that was negotiating and getting an additional amount off the purchase price.
That's very clever, because in my past experience, all I've ever done is I said, well, how much are they? Okay, they're $40,000. Great, let's just reduce the price by $40,000. You got them to reduce it by, technically, by the tax liens and another $15,000.
Yes, sir, I did.
That is amazing. Amazing.
Thank
you. All right, if you've got a question for Elissa or myself, feel free to give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you can't get to a phone, then fire me an email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, let's get back to your current project.
Which one?
Pick whichever's got the most challenges. Let's deal with that one so that people listening can be encouraged that everything's not going to go right.
No.
I mean, if you wait for things to be perfect, it's the old joke. If you wait for all the lights to be green before you go to the grocery store, you're going to starve to death. Well, same thing here. You're going to be broke all your life if you wait for all the lights to be green. So let's go with the one with the most challenges.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example on one of them. So whenever I initially looked at it, I was able to walk the property for 15 minutes, decided to put an offer out. It was accepted. And what I saw in walking the property for 15 minutes is there were areas where I could force appreciation, meaning I saw attic space that I could turn into another room. I saw a very large bathroom that I could split up into 2 bathrooms. And so that was always in the back of my mind, but I didn't originally start out that way in estimating the repairs. I scaled back a little bit, went ahead and raised money, closed on the deal, had my rehab funds, and then once I was allowed back in the property, I've never been in a situation where I literally have only been able to see the property for about 15 minutes, and you know, up until closing, then I couldn't get back in. So once I got in the property again, I saw the attic space, and I envisioned like opening up windows that walked out to the pool. I needed more rehab money. But I had already closed and raised all the money that I thought that I needed initially, but I wasn't going to let this vision go. So it was at that point in time that I decided to go back and raise additional funds for the additional rehab areas that I wanted to focus on. And that's going to force appreciation probably right under the $1 million mark on a single family residence.
Yeah, that the idea that you only have 15 minutes, there's another one. Some people would have gone, well, I only had 15 minutes. I'm not going to take any action. That'd be their excuse. They'd hide behind that. You moved forward. Then when you got back in there, your vision, realizing your vision needed more money, that would have stopped some people as well. How'd you raise the additional capital?
Well, I still haven't yet, but it's in the works and it will happen because I have, you know, commitments. But it was just one of those things where I actually took somebody and walked the property, shared my vision, took them through all the estimated repairs, why I wanted to do this, why I wanted to force appreciation, and they saw the vision. And based on my background and proven numbers, they believe in me and they're going to go ahead and fund the rest of the rehab that I needed for that particular project.
And for the listeners who don't understand forced appreciation, basically what Alyssa has been able to do is go buy a house that comps out at, say, I'm just picking numbers, sure, $500,000. She's been able to get $520,000, $530,000, $540,000, $550,000, $560,000 for that property by forcing the value of the property to go up by adding square footage primarily. Is that what the best?
Yes, another project, and I'm kind of skipping around in my head from project to project, but there's one up in Spring. I call it my Braden project or my Blue Beauty, and I always nickname all my projects, and the reason why I call it the Blue Beauty is because it had blue countertops, blue carpet, blue paint. It doesn't anymore.
Nice.
But this is an example where upstairs there were two bedrooms, and there was only one full bath and one half bath, but in one of the bedrooms, it technically could have been a bedroom and or game room. There was a little kitchenette. There was like a cooktop, there was a fridge, and so it didn't make sense how you would have all of those amenities but you weren't even able to take a shower or a bath. And so the way that I was able to force appreciation on this property is I took one of the bigger bathrooms that you had to walk through the room to get to, and I separated it into two. So when I walked it 2 days ago, and my private money lender actually walked the property with me, he was completely amazed that you couldn't even tell that it used to be one bathroom, it's now two. And I've added probably on this particular project about 200 square feet for doing that, and that's only going to force appreciation on the back end. And just on the other project, this is the one that's in Memorial, I'm adding about 400 square feet to that one and forcing appreciation.
Wow. And for those of you that aren't aware of this, remember the key to a house is kitchen and bath, and when you add a bath, it makes a huge difference, no doubt. And keeping your kitchen as big as possible. And part, do you like an open concept? Are most of your houses open concept?
They are. In particular, by a project in Braden, the before pictures are absolutely just eye-opening because the kitchen is very, very closed off, very nice build-out. And so what I've done, and I'll be posting the before and after pictures, is I've opened up the entire kitchen. I've taken down shelves. I've added cabinets. So there's plenty of cabinet space. But when my private money lender walked in this project, you know, he saw the before pictures. He never toured it before. And he saw the after. He goes, wow, I cannot believe the transformation in this kitchen. And that's really what it's about, because now it's about entertaining, and it's about, you know, people sitting at the bar seats, over the table, and everybody can go back and forth, and it's an entertainer's dream at this point.
Okay, phone lines are open. You have a question about flipping houses or rental or apartments, whatever. Don't worry about the subject matter we're covering. If you need a question answered, give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me your question, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Well, is this the project that I think you got about 40 members going to look at it on the 9th?
Yes, we're 2.5 weeks out from construction completion. I will be staging it. It will be listed, and we are going to do a very fun property tour. So we'll start up at the office. We'll see all the before pictures. I will talk about in 15 minutes, this is what I estimated repairs to be. This is what I saw needing to happen. And then we're going to go tour the property, and everybody's going to see the after. And then I'm going to talk about the after budget and where we ended up and what we think that we're going to bring it in as far as market.
So this project is really close to done. You're only 2.5 weeks out, you said?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, the members are super excited, which reminds me, I got to get a bus.
Yes, you do. And it's June 9th for anybody listening. We'll probably start midday. We'll start up at the office, go over a couple of details.
I thought it was all full.
Well, it's getting there. So I know it's gone out, but I haven't seen the actual numbers. But last time I looked, we were capping it off at 30 to 40 people, and yeah, we were already at 28.
Okay. All right, members, how can a member get to it?
Well, it's...
Do we have a webpage for it?
I would say send an email to you. Send an email to me. We do have a webpage. We haven't sent that out just yet. And the reason for that is because I know it's going to book up very quickly. So the people that we do have confirmed, that's people who have committed to me verbally and, you know, in passing that I've written down on the list.
Okay. If you're a member of Total Wealth Academy and you want to go on that tour, you need to email me because there's 12 seats at most left if we go all the way to 40. So email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. In the subject line, put tour bus, and I'll know exactly what you're talking about and get a seat reserved for you. Is Lucas going to be filming that as well?
Lucas will be filming that. We've discussed that, and I think it's going to be truly important for, you know, both the member base as well as, you know, other people that want to learn and kind of watch it at a later point in time.
Yeah. But there's nothing like live learning. We've done the experiment so many times. We do the online training and we do the live training, and people remember probably 2 to 3 times as much from a live event compared to watching it online. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Elissa Stone. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Elissa Stone. And we're talking about the challenges of flipping houses and that they're always there. Don't be afraid of them. Make sure you understand that 95% of your time should be spent on the solution to the challenge, less than 5% on the challenge itself. Solve the problem and move forward. Because there are going to be problems and challenges in every deal that you do. I have never bought an apartment complex that I didn't find 10, 15 things after I purchased it that I wish I had found out about before, but we just solved it. You know, you just keep pushing forward. So if you've got a question for Elissa or myself, give us a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So on this particular deal, we're talking about the one where you're adding, you split the two baths, or was that an older one? I'm even getting confused. How do you keep track of all this?
I'm talking about multiple projects. Yeah. So the Brayden project, that's the Blue Beauty. That's going to be the best tour on June 9th. That's one where we force appreciation by building out 2 bathrooms from one. So there's 2 full bathrooms upstairs. And then the other project in the Memorial one, that's where we're adding a full room from attic space as well as another bathroom. And there will be a window for that bedroom as well. So I'm super excited about how that's going to turn out. The renderings are taking place right now.
And let's mention who's doing all your construction, because they are good supporters of Total Wealth Academy.
Very, very good supporter. I've had some amazing construction teams in my time so far, and one or two different times I've had some challenges with quality build-out that I had to manage and handle. But right now I'm using Fast Track Remodeling. Amazing, amazing company. Everything from delivery of service to quality. I'll give you an example. On my last project, not the 2 that I have going on now, but a previous single-family one, they mentioned, you know, we always talk about completion date, and they beat the completion date by 1 month. Now, that's unheard of in this industry. Absolutely unheard of.
And that saved you $4,000 or $5,000 in holding costs.
It sure did.
So that's phenomenal.
And that's why they've gotten my next 2 projects too.
Yeah. They are highly credible, no doubt. And I want to say something that I don't want people to get scared of. They're not the cheapest. but they're not the highest. But what I've learned is it's the middle people that you want to work with. The highs are just too high. That goes without saying. But the lows are too low. These people that lowball you and give you these super cheap prices, you end up paying for it eventually when you have to repair it, redo it, or they use low-quality components. Fast Track does it right. Again, they're not going to be the cheapest, but they're going to do it right and, as you said, get it done on time, which saves you massive amounts of money in the long run.
Well, you also have to look at the value of your time. So in working and partnering with very specific vendors, you know, I look at the value of my time. I can be looking for my next deal, closing on my next deal, moving into my, you know, new multifamily contract, or do I need to be on site managing the construction team? And so I place a very, very big value of time and what that looks like.
Yeah, that's something I couldn't agree with you more. Everything that I do, I focus on time.
Sure.
And I'm more interested in the time than I am the money. But what happens is because you focus on time, you end up saving money. So you don't even have to think about money. Think about the time, and it will solve the problem. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let me make a quick announcement, just a reminder to all the people that have reserved for the expo this Saturday and crawfish event. That event is full. I'm just saying this to remind people, if you're coming, be here before 10 o'clock because we are going to start the speakers right at 10. So we're done and out of there by noon and can hit that crawfish right at noon. But if you're not going to be able to make it, please let us know so we can release those seats to other members or guests. Send an email to charlie@gettotalwealth.com if you're unable to make it. If you reserved a seat and now you're unable to make it, email charlie@gettotalwealth.com. So in your past experience, as you've done all these deals, do you feel like it's getting easier or are the deals getting more challenging? I guess it's easier because you've done the deal and you feel confident, but it seems like every one of them seems to be getting more challenging. Is that because you look for it? I think that's the answer. I just answered my own question.
You did.
You're the type that looks for the bigger challenges.
What's next? Yeah. What else can I learn? How can I grow? How can I do better? So when I did my very first project getting started with the green pool, the foundation, the flood, I knew if I made it past that, I could pretty much do anything. And now here I am transitioning into multifamily.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you. And I'm also glad that you didn't pick something too big to start off with, which would be your personality. So you got that in check. But I'm excited about the deal, to say the least, because it's almost the exact same size as my very first deal.
Right. I heard you talk about that at the front of the room. And so whenever I found a couple of opportunities, I wanted to follow in your footsteps. And obviously you're mentoring me along the way.
That's
so that's
funny.
Amazing. But I wanted to follow in your footsteps. So to me, it made sense.
Yeah. And my first ate my lunch because I was arrogant and didn't take a course on commercial property before I bought it. But I figured it out over time. And it is one of the most rewarding things when you finally learn about net operating income and forced appreciation on commercial, where you're not forcing it 10, 15, 20, or 100,000. You're forcing it hundreds of thousands of dollars up. And in some cases, like Martinez, millions of dollars increase in value, forced appreciation. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is an emailed question just about a tenant damaged the garage door. Should you charge them? Absolutely. I'm surprised at this question, Ron. It appears your lease is not written very well based on a couple of comments. But, yeah, your tenant is responsible for any damage that they caused to that property. under any circumstance. And, excuse me, you should have your lease written so they're responsible for anything that breaks the first $250. Now, remember, though, that doesn't include hot water heater, or AC. You're responsible for 100% of that. But any other repair, whether they caused it or not, that comes up, stove breaks, something breaks, they're responsible for the first $250. It's like a deductible of any repair. And then if they drive into the garage, they're responsible 100% for that. Just a funny story. On my 10 unit, I had a drunk guy plow into, luckily, a vacant unit, tore the whole side of the building off. They wrote me a check for, say, $120. I got the work done for $80, $85. Awesome. I was able to rehab two or three other units with the extra money. So when these things happen, Ron, even if it's not your tenant, some drunk guy and then drives off, make sure you get a public adjuster. Get your insurance company, the money from your insurance company, and get it fixed. It shouldn't come out of your pocket in either case, Ron. And the deductibles get eaten up. People talk to me about, well, didn't you have a big deductible? Yeah, I'm talking about my check was $120. That's after my deductible, and I was able to get it done for $85. Then some people are now going, but wait a minute. How did you do that? Here's why. You pay retail. I know you think you're getting a discount on your insurance, but you're not. You're paying retail for your insurance. That means you're insuring for the retail value of the repair. If you can get it done at a discount, that's fine. But you make sure that the insurance company is writing you a check, retail cost for the rehab, period. And then you'll always have money left over if you know what you're doing. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'll tell you another one. You'll love this one.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
picked up a 23-unit D-class, had a prostitute in one of the units, and I didn't really care. I was like, whatever, until I realized she was having people come and go 5-6 times a day, so I asked her to leave. I evicted her. She sets a grease fire, right? Just puts a pan of grease on the stove, turns it full blast, and leaves. Boom, you know, it explodes. The place catches on fire. They wrote me a check. It's been so long, for $90,000. It cost me $20,000 to do the repairs in that unit, and I was able to rehab like 6 other units with that money.
Wow.
I love when there's a fire, as long as nobody gets hurt. I love when there's a fire. I love when people drive into my property. I love when it's destroyed, because I make money when it is.
And then got a better tenant in there.
Exactly. All right. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question, you've got to call right now. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Alyssa Stone, and we are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question, you need to call right now so that we have time to answer it completely. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I want to talk real quick about a commercial that was on during the break, the Be a Planner show, that is on 5 o'clock on Saturday. if you've got large amounts of money, 100 grand or more, in an IRA or 401k, you really should listen to that show. Nathan is a good friend of mine. I've known him for 15 or longer years, and he is without a doubt a genius when it comes to taxes. He's helped me save hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in taxes that I literally thought I legitimately owed, and he showed me ways to legitimately not have to pay it. He is phenomenal. And he's, all of my members I send to him, right? They call with 5 minutes of questions. He will spend 30 to 45 minutes of his time for free to teach them. I got to put it this way. The way he does it with me, I'll ask him a question. He'll go, oh, you forgot to ask these three questions. Then he'll answer my question. And then that, of course, generates two or three more questions. He answers all of them before I get off the phone. He is phenomenal. So that's the Be a Planner show, Saturdays at 5 o'clock. And I'm on there once in a while. But you really should listen to him if you've got tax concerns about your 401k, about your IRA, or if you have large sums of money that are not in those shelters. You really need to listen to that show. He's a master at paying the lowest taxes that you're required to pay. Be a Planner show, Saturdays at 5. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, Alyssa, I know I've asked you this a couple times, but I think I want a more definitive answer, and it's, where do you want to be in 5 years? Wait a minute. You've got your 1,000-day goal.
Yes. So starting June 15th, my goal is 1,000 units in 1,000 days. And it's something that I randomly came up with, and I've put it out to a couple of people, and there was a little bit of hesitation here and there. I don't care. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
1,000 units in 1,000 days.
Because when I first heard it, even I was negged out about it. I was like, man, that's 333 units, or 2,500 units, or a 300 unit and a 700 unit. In other words, I kept rounding it down to where it was just two complexes. But the other thing you might look at is passively investing in 500 units and actively invest, and there's your 1,000 units.
I love
so
that.
So there's other ways to skin that cat and still reach your goal. So I'm pumped up for it, and I'm going to do everything I can do to help you. And I think everybody in this office is, because everybody loves you. We're so happy to have you up here.
Thank you. It's such a privilege to be up here. I had somebody text me the other day. You know, they sit out of the office. They're like, okay, we're looking for deals for you. We're going to send them to you. We got to hit that goal. I'm like, wow. So it's really amazing. And I love the mindset. You're right. It can be passive or active. The goal, 1,000 units in 1,000 days. Worst case scenario, I don't hit it. I'm much further along than I am now. And it's those opportunities in life that you let drive you.
Yeah. I'd love for you to miss it and have 500 or 600 units. We'd all cry about that, right?
Right.
Just say, we're going to move it to 1,200 days. The next thing is, what book are you reading right now that you recommend to the listener?
Oh, I just finished the one that you actually left a copy of it on my desk, the David Goggins, Can't Hurt Me. And there's two different sayings that kind of drive me right now. And what I do in my office, you've been in there several times, is I have very large whiteboards. And as I go through life and I listen to things or read things, whether it be motivational books, YouTubes, I write the little quotes and the sayings on the board. And I look at them every day and I let them drive me and help perfect and improve my mindset. So there's one that came out of the book by David Goggins. And it really spoke to me. So I haven't written this on my whiteboard yet. What I do is, you know, I go through and I'll erase everything and then I'll start over and have all these new mindset ideas and these new sentences that drive me. And once they're really not speaking to me anymore, I'll erase and start over. So the one that's really speaking to me right now is, push the hardest when you want to quit the most.
Yeah, that's powerful. The my favorite from him, that is really good, because I haven't gotten to that part. the one that I got from him is wherever you sense the greatest pain, that's where you should head.
Yes.
If you've got fear, in other words, I'm talking specifically to the listener right now. If you're afraid of real estate investing, guess what you better be doing? You look at successful people, they find things they're afraid of, and they go do them. And it's just you feel so good about yourself, and then you're ready to face an even larger challenge like you're talking about. All these, I hate to downplay them, but 2 years from now, these houses are going to look like jokes to you.
I sure hope so. They better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not on the right growth pattern.
Yeah. So all these little deals you're doing now, every one of them builds your confidence to take on larger and larger and larger projects. And I used to wonder, why do rich people get rich and just keep going and get richer and richer and richer? It's because they're up for the next challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they want the money anymore. I know guys that are like, I don't even spend my money. It's just sitting in the bank. I've got it for my grandkids. I've got it for my charities. But I'm going to keep going and keep pushing because the next challenge is what keeps me alive and excited. Whereas if you're not challenging yourself on a daily basis, your life's probably boring. You're probably sleeping 9-10 hours a day and not excited about waking up on Monday. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, I can tell you every deal that I've ever done to date, I've been scared the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been nervous. Obviously, it's backed by due diligence and running your numbers, but that fear has always been there. I just don't listen to it. I move forward anyways, obviously backed by numbers and due diligence. But
right.
It's you feel the fear and you do it anyways. And, you know, whenever I was a young girl, my dad, who I very much looked up to, he was a Marine. He passed away when I was very young. He sat me down and he said something. He said, "What does this mean to you, Elissa?" And the sentence was, I may not always win, but I will never lose. And he asked me, he said, "What does that mean to you?" And I pondered it for a minute, and my answer as a very young girl to him was, I may not always win the first time out of the gate or take home the number one trophy or accomplish every single goal, but all that matters is you keep getting back and you come back even stronger and you learn from it. So in essence, you can never lose.
I agree with that to the max. I've never heard it put that way. I've always used it's not how hard you get, not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit and continue to get up. That's the same phrase, but in a more profound way, the way your dad said it. I actually like that a lot.
Thank you.
I never lose.
I may not always win, but I will never lose.
I may not always win, but I never lose, basically because you never give up.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, we are at the end of the show. One last time, those of you for the Crawfish Festival, the Expo and Crawfish event this Saturday, the event is on. Even if it rains, we're going to move from the top floor to the third floor, so we'll have cover. If you're not going to be able to make it and you reserved a seat, please let us know. Email charlie@gettotalwealth.com. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-Y. I better spell that because it's not Charlie, I-E, like the common. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-Y, @gettotalwealth.com. Release your seat so we can give it to somebody else. I am teaching this Thursday evening. This is the free sample class for any of you that are interested in learning how to build wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. That's Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30, and those are real times. We're done and out of there before 8:30. If you'd like to reserve a seat for that, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a yellow button to reserve a seat for the free sample class. Elissa, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Yeah, you're just powerful, and people love you. I get so many emails after I do a show with you. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So, again, if you want to meet me, come out this Thursday evening, 6:30 to 8:30. Go to gettotalwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner will say free sample class. This has been the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.